Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 25 of the Caribbean Millennials podcast. The end of the season finale. You know, we've made it to the end. It's been an eventful year for us.
And Annie, are you ready to give your Oscars, you know,
podcasting
yes.
Oscars?
Yes, I have my awards.
Yo, I feel like we should give awards since it's the end of the podcast, the end of the season
yes,
awards.
Yes, I have my awards lined up.
Okay,
it's about
okay.
to be a Grammy episode.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been an eventful year. We started a podcast 6 months
ago.
Six months ago.
Well, longer than 6 months ago, but 6 months ago, we started off on our action for our crazy podcast idea.
Yeah.
And we never would have thought that it would have taken us this far, 25 episodes deep with guests.
Well, and we say that because we have busy schedules, we're all busy, we have stuff going on, but we covered a variety of topics in these 25 episodes.
Yep, from
I expect no less of people who have masters.
True.
But we did all kinds of things, right? So we spoke about socioeconomic things, like Adani's favorite topic of legalizing cannabis in the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
We spoke about things like climate change.
We touched on relationship topics,
right.
Relationship issues.
Yes. Issues with our parents.
Yeah.
Ourselves as millennials,
Money problems. We got right. money. We got money advice, guys.
Student loan advice, especially. And I think we also tapped into the heart of our culture too, right? Oh, so the heart of our culture too, like episodes about accents and code switching, episodes about the folklore and myths that are such rich things to who we are as Caribbean people.
Yeah. What was your favorite episode? Or your top three. And you should have to think on that one.
Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah, okay. Give us your top three.
My top three in no particular order, would be Girls Talk.
Okay.
I really enjoyed bringing Ashwini and Chelsea on and just having their perspectives.
Yeah.
We also got a lot of great feedback from listeners on that. I feel like Porn Horn and Scorn, since we went live, we were on Instagram live for that, and just the feedback from everybody, and it was just, we didn't care, we were all over the place.
Y'all were lit on that episode.
We were really
lit. Y'all were drinking.
This is a tough one in that it was enjoyable but not enjoyable because it was more of a somber topic, but I appreciated that we, in creating this platform, we were able to have an episode honoring both Amja and talking about all of the surrounding things with his murder. I would say I'm really proud of us for that, and I feel like it wasn't only just like fun for us, but I feel in every episode we learn more about how we think or even broaden our own perspectives through sharing the ideas with each other. What would you all say?
I agree. Adani, what's your theory?
My top three, coming in at number three, I would give it to Marijuana in the Caribbean. Number two for me would be Caribbean Folklore and Myths, where we spoke about all the goose and the Demu and Donny and all these other things, Gaji, Maginwe. And then coming in at number one would be the Porn Horn and Scorn two-part series, where we just, you know, I really like the
feeling. So, and general consensus, we can say Porn Horn and Scorn was the favorite. Because it's in my top three.
But was it your favorite? Because was it your guys' favorite because of the topic, or because we were live, or because we just...
It's a mixture. It was the topic, but it's also because we were getting feedback and we were interacting live with the people. So, yeah.
So well, that's definitely something we want to work on for you guys for next year and next season.
We want to try to give you guys more live interaction with us while we're recording the podcast, because it does make it a little more fun.
It makes it more fun, it makes it more interactive.
It's more interactive, it
allows us to think outside of the box, and it lets them tell us what they want to hear.
It does let us know what you guys want to hear. But yeah, so Porn, Horn and Scorn, Guys Talk, and I want to say The Millennial Struggle.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my three. Those are my three right there. So, anything surprised y'all while we were doing this, you know?
I was surprised by how much people would reach out and say, oh my goodness, I was just thinking about this. Oh my goodness, I was just talking about this with a friend.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I always wondered about this. Or, you know, I really like what you guys are doing because I felt like, you know, I there wasn't anything that could relate to what I was going through as a Caribbean millennial. So that's what I like about what we've been doing, is that people actually come in and saying, yeah, I love what you guys are doing because I can relate to it as a Caribbean millennial.
Yeah. Having this idea, I always thought that it would resonate well with people. You know, we wouldn't have done it if we didn't think there was something there. But for sometimes when we get the Instagram stories or the tweets like, this is my favorite podcast, like, that just touches my heart. I'm just like, oh my God. No.
But in all honesty, you have to give Adani the props. Because if Adani was not here...
To push us outside of my comfort zone.
If you guys know how long we've been sitting on this idea for this podcast, it took Adani to come to Texas and just like
sit down in our apartment and be like, let's do it.
Let's record. So... Yo, Adani gets a lot of props for this.
Yo, but we had our mics since...
Yeah, I've had this microphone since 2015. This microphone...
But we didn't have the podcast idea mostly until 2017.
So, we've had this idea for a while. But, what Adani said about the feedback he was receiving and the fact that it seemed like... a lot of people were looking forward to something of this kind. Mm-hmm. It really did take me by surprise because on like Twitter and whatnot, no one was ever expressing any need for something like that. Uh-huh. But then it came out and everyone was like, oh my God, we love it. And so.
And I think even if we've had some mild success, we still have a long way to go, right? Because we...
To me, the success is getting the podcast started. We're trying and... take your feedback and try and make it better.
Right. And we're trying to grow our audience, right? To expand to more countries, get more guests across the different countries with different experience and that kind of thing. So really just trying to make it bigger and better. But I think a part that goes along with the feedback is that I feel like we've really built a relationship with you guys. Even if we don't have the feedback really built into the format of the podcast, I feel like I know who some of our dedicated weekly listeners are just because of the kind of individual feedback we get, the people who share our Insta stories and that kind of thing. So we've definitely... built relationships there, and even with people who even reached out to us to be on the podcast, right? So a perfect example is Randy May, who we did the Millennial Mindfulness episode with. She reached out to us, not realizing there was a podcast like ours, and Randy and I have become really good friends since that podcast. So it's building relationships and growing our networks in all kinds of ways.
So when we started this, what expectations y'all had? Y'all had like any expectations? Y'all thought we would make it to 25 episodes?
I honestly thought after the first one we would just be like, okay, this was a bad idea.
Right, but I think
how like much... after the first one, you were expecting when you put out an episode, it would have been like mad negative comments.
Or it would have just been crickets.
Like, or people like what shit y'all doing? Who tell you we need a podcast kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think it was also crazy.
Like, you guys really think you could be the Breakfast Club? Like, come on.
Well, I also feel like I still remember the day that we launched, right? We did that, and then my marketing brain kicked in. I'm like, oh, we should do a press release or whatever. So then we got coverage with one of the St. Lucia newspapers, and that, I think, kind of helped. In addition to us sharing it, that kind of helped other people see what was going on. And then we just started seeing the downloads and listens climbing, right? So that was kind of motivation
to keep going. Honestly, I had no real expectations. I was like, I'm doing this.
Because
I was sitting down chatting with my friends.
Yeah.
It's just me and my friends. We're just talking about topics that I feel like we talk about already, but now we letting other people hear our insights on said topic.
I feel like I didn't expect, sorry guys, I'm getting choked up. I knew that three of us were close, but I didn't expect the podcasting experience to make us even closer.
Yeah, and that's strange. I don't think I can be
love
any,
you.
I didn't think I could have become any closer to Daniel. I was like, damn, we are still
or your wife.
Yes, I ended up marrying Anushka. Yeah,
from the podcast,
right?
And after the podcast, I was like, okay, I have to
marry her. No, we'll get married before, but still, yeah, it's like we got.
But even, you know, since I'm so used to talking to y'all, you're doing this with y'all on a weekly basis, if we're ahead of our recording schedule and it's don't have another Danny, I'm like, are you okay?
It's like, if we don't record, it's like, yo, it's a strange week.
It feels like I have all this time.
What do I do?
I feel like also we've gotten into a good groove, but I didn't realize how long it would take us to get to a comfortable groove and to work around our schedules. Because even, I don't know if y'all noticed, but in the beginning, Adani was here with us in Texas.
That's the thing.
And then you were in St. Lucia, then you were back in Portland, so we had to figure out that.
Well, but it's not only that alone. Remember, we started a podcast here, then we left to go to our wedding in St. Lucia. Yeah. And then we came back and we hopped back into the groove of recording.
I still remember the morning after our wedding, we had a podcast scheduled to go out, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
because our wedding was on a Saturday, and then
on a Sunday, I was literally up out here editing an episode.
But it was already recorded.
Yeah, it was already recorded. But
and then Monday, everyone was like, "What? Y'all didn't take a
skip something?" Okay, because we had an epic barbecue that Sunday.
Yeah, epic, right? So after the barbecue, Anushka is asleep. I'm awake here on my honeymoon editing episode for y'all. So that's dedication to the podcast right here. I want y'all to know that.
So we spoke about what we maybe expected. We had set very low expectations for ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like our expectation was just go in and have fun.
Which we certainly have done. We kind of spoke about some of the surprises in this. I feel like something that didn't work out, I thought getting guests would have been easier, or it wouldn't have been so much work to get guests. And that's a lot of feedback I get from people. Oh, y'all need more guests. Oh, y'all need more guests. Y'all don't know how many people I reach out to.
Yeah,
and
guys, it's not that we're not trying. It's just, it's a little tricky. And even when we do get in touch with people who want to be guests, then it's scheduling with them.
Yep.
Yeah. So bear with us. We try to work it out and make it better for y'all in 2019.
But ideally, I mean, we're willing to put in the work. Now that we know it takes more, we know what we have to do, and we know how our recording and all of that works. So we spoke about favorite topics.
Yeah, y'all have any favorite moments?
I feel like Adani had a lot of just A1.
I tried to think about it because I feel like I didn't say as many wild things as
you
I thought I would have
said. Wild things.
I said wild things? Damn.
Yeah, so I think in that you touched some of our Caribbean American friends by saying when we were like, you remember, Danny?
Triggered.
I hit some feelings.
Damn. Yeah, I think some people were upset about you a few episodes.
Oh, no. No, I know I upset people on Twitter for sure.
But I think they've come some people have come around, but even Vernon said, oh, if you're from the if your parents from the Caribbean, I don't want to hear you putting on an accent. So some of our friends say they're not doing that around Vernon at all, yeah, for sure. And I said, you're no, be yourself.
Controversial. I have to say the controversial stuff.
Vernon had a very closed-minded view of who is a Caribbean millennial, which...
Yo, what? I didn't have a closed-minded view. I don't know what you're talking about.
Since we have since broadened his...
I think we've all grown through the podcast. So, you know, I think season 2 Vernon will not be season 1 Vernon. Like, you know, like...
It'll be worse.
More controversial.
Trust me. Yo, you don't know how many wild things these people stop me from saying or make me edit out of the episode.
Well, but guys, we mentioned a few life things that we've gone through behind the scenes on this. Like, Vernon and I got married. Vernon also graduated this week.
I graduated this week, Saturday.
Snaps up, yeah, Vernon.
I have officially mastered science. I am now qualified to secure stuff. So, yeah.
Adani been traveling the world. I know, right?
Bro, I'm about to hit that job market hard.
Any cybersecurity recruiters listening right now?
I need me a job immediately. Adani, any favorite moments of yours?
I think my favorite moments were like just when we were passed out laughing. The live stream
honestly, that was a highlight for us.
People tuning in were just hilarious in the comments. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it was just so much fun. And maybe we're just a little too much lit with a little too much chairmans, but hey, it was live.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, that episode and that, like, being live, that was real lit. Yeah. And yeah, in the comments, it was fun, it was exciting, it was a good time. Favorite news story?
Mine were whenever Caribbean countries said they were about to make movements to legalize cannabis. I was like, yeah, that's the kind of news I like to
hear. I think one of my favorite ones was when Mia Motley won the election in Barbados, yes, because that was such a historic kind of thing for women in politics in the Caribbean and just young people in general.
I'm trying to think if I had any favorite. I don't know.
Lennon, you should have prepared for this.
No, well, I'm thinking back on it now. I don't know. None of the news was like, oh my God, this is amazing to me. It was like...
Okay, so I guess...
There was some sad news.
Sad news? Like the Trinidad flooding,
yeah.
Earthquakes news.
Yeah, the sad news, but nothing was necessarily a favorite.
Man, a lot has happened this last 6 months.
Yeah, definitely.
Wild ride.
Yeah.
So...
What are we looking for in... So, this is episode 25, last of the season.
Yeah,
we
will
be taking a much-needed holiday for the next few weeks. Adani will... All of us will be filling our bellies with ham since... If you listen to our last episode.
Some black
ham for Christmas.
Yeah. Fruit cake mixed with black cake mixed with rum cake. You have to get the half case of soft drinks.
You know?
Half Coke, half Sprite. And one mix.
One mix, but no cream soda.
Yeah, I hate Uptown and the supermarket rum seal, so you know you have to do that.
Stock up on your rum. We're taking some time off, not only, not because we don't like the podcast, but you know, it's to
assess... Kind of...
You know, make plans for the podcast for the new year.
Well, and I feel for you to get better, you have to stop and step back for a little while.
Yeah.
So we will be back in January.
Oh, no, for sure. We will be back.
You guys won't miss us for too long. So with January coming, what are our podcast resolutions?
Well, before we get to that, I mean, it's not like we've gone on the podcast, but we'll be here on Twitter.
Yeah, we're on social media still.
Yeah, we're on social media still. We'll still be here to talk to y'all, you know. We'll be assessing the podcast and making
If you guys have any feedback, please, let us know via social media, or you could email us at info@CaribbeanMillennials.com.
Yeah. We open to our feedback. Anything to make the listening experience better for y'all, we willing to, you know, take a look at and try and do if we can. But yeah, podcast resolutions, guys. Uh-huh. Do you have any podcast resolutions?
I want to grow our audience.
Okay, okay.
I want to do more live video and more interactive things.
That is it for me. It's more live video and more and just interact with the audience.
And I want to do more guests and collaborations and stuff and see if we can create something outside of just the podcast.
That's what I was going to say next. I want to do the video, like you said, the live video and live stuff. But I wanted to do a Caribbean Millennials meetup.
Oh, yeah. Event. Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, I don't know if it's that list. Like, we meet somewhere, you know, turn up session kind of thing. I don't know. You know? But, yeah. Adani, you have any resolutions for the podcast?
I want to see us interact more with our followers and guests. So, you know, like, have more people, like, be able to send us questions before and after and just have us, you know, interact with people who kind of listen to us more. I like to see us get a video component. I know a lot of people have been asking for that because maybe they don't really do audio only or they want to see some kind of video, you know.
And I agree.
Representation of us, you know.
I understand because, you know, sometimes you watch you listen to a podcast and they say a joke on there and you get the joke, you laugh. But sometimes it's even funnier when you see the video and you
So aiming for a video and then, you know, just aiming for more viewership and, you know, people to, like, just reach more people if I want.
You know one thing I want? I want us to have an advice segment.
Okay.
I really want that. So, like, somebody will email us and be like, yo, I have this problem. Give me your little thoughts on it.
Feel like that'll just be a relationship section.
And that's fine. That's fine if that's what it is.
Hey, we've been in the game for 14 years.
You know, that's fine if that's what it is. But exactly. Still.
Y'all don't know anymore about, you know, day one problems.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Y'all day one was 14 years ago.
Well, you know how many friends of mine that I have to hear the day one stories of?
Yeah, but
and you're like, be like me and you'll get 14 years.
Yeah, but advice section, like you say, and a video section.
Like media from
us putting a YouTube a YouTube page.
I thought you were saying like what mad videos we see around
week. This is getting good.
Will be added on the YouTube page.
Okay.
And then is, you know, next stop Breakfast Club.
Well, guys, we have big dreams, right? So follow us along for the journey.
I guarantee you we have big dreams for the podcast. It's just going to take us some time, you know, to implement it, you know, and figure out how to do it as best as possible.
And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's only through going through it we'll realize what's right for us or not, right?
Yeah. We ain't going to be perfect off the bat. We will mess up but we guarantee you we will fix it and be better. So you have any idea of what's coming up next season?
Next season.
I don't know. You have any sneak peek? You want to tell the people to be aware of something? Look out for something?
No.
Next season.
Just surprise them. Just stay tuned. Show up and you'll find out kind of thing.
We have an action packed next season. I'm looking at our schedule for next season, and it's action packed.
Oh my god!
One thing for sure that is going to happen. More merch.
More merch.
More merch. I guarantee you. I am promising you all this. I'm going to make sure we have more merch. I slacked on that, and that's partly my fault. But you know, I was trying to juggle school and whatnot. Next year we'll have more bitch guys.
Yeah, more guests.
More guests.
More insane topics.
More laughs.
More Instagram lives.
Ooh. Yeah, I
more controversial.
Oh my god.
More controversial.
Take your meds. Buckle up.
Yeah. Next season, we're just going to take everything we did, add a few more, and then put it on stilts.
And tilt up.
We're building our house on stilts.
In the valley.
It's been a good season, guys. It really has. But I'm happy we made it to 25 episodes. Uh-huh. And I hope we do another 25 and another 25.
Yeah, and I think most of all, everyone, we couldn't have done this without you, valuable listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you for those of you who tune in every week, those of us who tune in every other week, those of you who binge listen to us.
New listeners. If you're just listening now.
If this is the first episode you're tuning into, go back. We have 24 other episodes to take you through the new year. Thank you so much for your support and continued listenership. We definitely want to do better for you guys in the new year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Final words? That was
final
it?
Final words?
Much.
Final words, if you really want to show your support, I mean, this is a completely free, low budget out of our pockets,
what we have.
Here's a few ways you can support us, right? We've told y'all on this podcast, we need help finding guests. Yeah. We need help growing our audience. Share our podcast with a friend. Send us information if there's anybody you think would be
a fit to come on.
If you can put some money behind your support, check out our store. We have t-shirts, we have mugs, we have tanks.
We have mugs? Oh my goodness. Heads over.
You need something to drink your tea out of.
Sip that bush tea.
Nah, it's not for my tea, it's for my peanut punch.
Oh my god.
It could make, if you know somebody who knows somebody who listens to the podcast, get them some Christmas Caribbean Millennials merch.
If you're an artist and you have an idea for a shirt for us,
let us submit it.
Like,
We're willing to take
any help we can get.
And then finally, if you know a business or have an idea of a business that would be a good fit to be a sponsor for this podcast, we are open to sponsorship for the new year. So let us know. Help us out. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride, guys. It's been a fun year. For 25 episodes.
And 2019 only gonna get better.
You heard it from Adani, guys. Caribbean Millennials.
I talked to my Uber woman and she told me 2019 is the year. 2019 is it.
Oh boy.
Put a fork in the potato, and stick it in some. Well, whatever they do, bury egg in the ground.
Should it be a fork in a potato or in a dashing or something like that?
Dashing is way too high level.
Yeah. First of all, dashes are being used as weapons.
Slow your roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I hate nobody here.
Yeah. What? Just so you want to put us in the deep end?
Well, guys.
But my OBA woman, she read my palm and she said, 2019, that's it. It's a wrap. That's going down.
Well, guys, you heard it here. You heard it from Adani.
Yes, 2019. I heard it from my Obia woman.
2019.
Trusted last words.
Yeah, big things for the podcast.
She good at what she does.
Yeah.
2019. She have 5 stars on Yelp.
Oh my god.
Until next year, guys. Yeah. Caribbean Millennials, over and out.